There's a new set of, I'll call them radio devices, that fall into a category of people are calling POC radios, which means POC, which stands for press to talk over cellular. And what that is, it's basically, in essence, a phone-type hardware and chips. And it can either be in a phone case, or it can be in a handheld, little tiny handheld radio-type case. And what happens is, you can use these to communicate with anyone all around the world that is on a cellular network. And what they do is these devices, they have SIM cards, which you can order. And the SIM cards basically switch networks. For example, they can switch from AT&T to T-Mobile to Verizon, depending upon whichever signal is stronger. But it's a 4G, not the latest 5 LTE. They're using the 4G phone bands. So what happened to spur some of us visually impaired folks, visually impaired and blind folks, to get into some of this? Some people were using phones, the old phones, for these with Android devices. But what happened was, there's a man named Jed Barton, who lives in Barrington, who's been in Barrington, Rhode Island. And he's been in commercial communications for a long time. And Jed happened to be talking to a vendor of some of these devices. And he explained to him some of his troubles being blind using these devices. Well, this vendor got really interested, and this was the vendor of the company called Simple PTT. And in 3 weeks, he came up with a POC radio in a handheld radio box with all the software, and it totally speaks. And he worked with one of his Chinese vendors, and somehow in 3 weeks put all this together. So a lot of us are buying these things, so I thought I'd demonstrate how it works. And I will say, I've only had it for about a week, and there may be other people who know more about these. It's just I kind of volunteered to do the presentation, I guess. So what this thing looks like, it's about 3.5 inches tall, the radio base, and then it's got an antenna a little over an inch high on the top left. And on the front face, it's got a screen, and that's about an inch and a quarter. And then it's got 4 buttons going across it. And then below that, the rest of what takes up the front face is the speaker. And it's got a bell clip on it. It's got push to talk, which is just a microphone you press and you talk into the speaker. And then it's got on the side, it's got a volume up and a volume down. And then on the right-hand side, it has a open this little door behind it. There's a connection for C-sized connector. And it's for a headset. Their tutorials in the website don't really talk about using a headset, but I'm sure somebody's figured out what headset to use. I don't yet know what that is, but so what I'm going to do is I'm going to demonstrate it. To turn it off, the rightmost button is the power on and off button, and I push it in for 2 seconds. I've clicked it, and I just, what you do with everything else in the world, you wait. It should start speaking.
Well, guys on there earlier, but it's quiet right now. I think it's usually quiet on the weekends because people aren't working or whatever.
So
probably just relaxing at home.
This is actually a visually impaired channel. Now, what happens is,
on one, and then if they want to chat, they go to another channel, but one is usually the starting point for everything.
So what they're talking about there is on this one, to my knowledge, there's 3 different channels. There's one for everyone, and then there's a second group, and then there's a visually impaired group. There may be others, but that's as far as I've gotten. So I'm going to show you some of the buttons and how the menu structure works. But the key to this is that it only has audio at one time. So when people are talking, you won't hear a button that you pressed. The thing to note though on this is that when you press a button and someone is talking, you won't hear the response, but the radio does what you ask. It's just it doesn't give you feedback. So I have to get the menu button, and I will press it in a second when these folks are talking. So I'm going to press the volume back up again.
Where does it tell you on the app?
Volume level 3.
Yeah, it does.
Menu.
All right, so now I'm going to menu.
Mine doesn't automatically tell you.
Oops.
Okay, if you put your finger on the bottom of the screen where it says PTT, if somebody's talking, you flick once to the left. There it is.
3P.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. All right, let me get it louder. Whoops.
That was giving that tip. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's very handy.
Menu. Group.
Well, I assume then you're on the app, sir.
This is the problem with this radio. It works well. But when you're trying to do something, you got to do everything in between the time when they're talking.
Member, Carlos J. Carlos. Metan.
Now, what I mean.
M-A-Tank.
What I'm in now is I'm in a members list, right? So it's telling me the members on this blind hams list. And.
Menu, member. Group.
You're sounding good right here.
I'm trying to get out of this, but.
Enter the group 33POCSPTTBBQ. Menu. Group.
All right, I think I'm in a group now. I think I finally got out of that channel. I got into another channel. So what happens is in the groups, there's different channels within those. So then when you hit menu again, it will let you enter into that group. And then you can go down and you can hit members, and then you can go and see who all the members are. And there's also settings that you can go through as well. Now let me just get into this again.
33POCSPTTBBQ.
All right. Oh, there are a lot of other different groups. Let me go through these.
1POC, everyone one.
That's everybody first, the first group for everyone.
2POC.
Oops. I got into.
Menu. Group. Member.
Oops.
Menu. Group. Member.
Oops.
Menu. Group. Group. 33POCSPTTBB. 1PO. 2PO. 3POC. Visual. 4POC. Skywarn WX.
Skywarn weather.
POCWX alerts.
Weather alerts.
6POC. The hangout. 7POCGMASANDTBL.
I don't know what that is yet.
POC reminisce. 9POC prayer CHANN.
Prayer channel.
10POCGMAS.
GMAS.
11POCSNFL Apache.
Not sure what that is.
POC Preppers. POC Espanol.
There you go, Spanish.
POC EMS. FOG. Call.
Emergency Management System, and I'm not sure where for where.
POC Reunion. 16POC Global Chat.
All right, so that's global.
17POC Music Chat. POC Mesh.
Now, each one of these channels, you can hit menu to go into it. And once you go into it, you'll be connected in that channel. And then who's ever talking on that, you'll be able to hear and talk to them. And then you can also go in the members list And also when you find a member you want to talk to, you can hold the PTT for 2 seconds and you'll be connected to that member if their radio is basically on. Let's see, I'll show you the settings.
Sim change. Oops. Part one.
Uh-oh.
K1BZE Margaret Logan successful enter the group 18 POC mesh.
All right, so it.
Menu, group, member, menu, group, group, 18, 1 POC, everyone 1.
Let's go back.
Enter the group 1 POC, everyone 1.
So now I'm in the everyone group is what happened.
Hey guys, this is the Wolf. Hey, I'm in Whitehaven, Pennsylvania. There's really nothing out here, so I want to make sure you guys can still hear me though. I think the closest tower to me is about like 15 miles away. I want to see if you guys can still hear me.
We got you loud and clear in upstate New York there, Wolf.
Oh yeah, we hear you out here in Chicago, Illinois, really. Where's the wind is out? Yeah, there's
Yeah. All right, you got this.
Oh yeah, man, I'm enjoying this. Okay. You like it better
So yeah, this is the disadvantage of this particular radio, because it only has one audio for one device, one area. So you kind of have to wait till nobody's talking to get out of something.
Menu, group, member, setting.
So there's settings. All right, whoops, wait a minute. Let me get back just to get out of here.
Menu, group, 2PO.
I think I made it. All right. So I'll try to go back into the settings to show you what they are.
A1BZE Margaret Logan successful enter the group 2POC everyone 2.
It looks like it has to reinitialize every time it changes a group.
Menu, group, member, setting.
So what I did was
tone.
So what I did was I hit menu, I went forward, and then down to settings, and then I hit the menu button again to get into settings, and then I go forward through, and the first one it said is PTT tone. So you can change that.
Tone, operating voice, platform voice. Backlight time, temporary group time, power saving management, sleep, sim change, POC change, PTT tone.
And so it circles around. But the reason I went into that to show you how this little radio is completely usable with voice, and it's completely accessible for us to use, and also you don't need a license for it as well. There are other companies that sell these, but this happens to be one that is totally voice enabled. They set it up for you. When it arrives, all you have to do is basically take it out of the box and turn it on. And then to turn it off, I just hit the button twice or once and hold it in for 2 seconds. It's gonna make a liar out of me.
Menu, setting.
Oops, hang on. I gotta get back out of here. That's why. Come on.
Shut down.
There we go. And when you shut down, you don't have to hit menu again. You just hit enter and it shut down and it shuts itself down. I don't have all the answers for everything, but it's pretty much a relatively new device using a little bit older technology, but you know, people are having fun with them. Thought I'd bring it today, and I think I know I have one, and a few other folks, I think, in Vibug have them. So I thought I'd just bring it and present it.
What is the cost of the radio? And then is there
I'm sorry, John.
The annual fee, you know, for using the network.
This radio, John, was the cost of the radio was about $99, and I got a 3-year SIM for $40, and you put the SIM card in, they put it in for you. And you get the SIM card, so you get on the networks. And the website is simplept.com.
Simplept.com. Thank you.
And that's, you know, Jed, right?
Oh, yeah, I know him. Because I know you mentioned other radios, because I know someone who has, I think it's called a rapid radio, but his application is because his wife has Alzheimer's. So when he leaves her at home for a short time, she can't use the phone, but she can pick up the radio and just press the push to talk. And that's why he got one. Not this particular type, but that's why I was interested to hear about it.
Kind of reminds me of a Citizens Band ham radio kind of a combination, way you can get, you know, across the country.
Yeah, pretty much, but you don't need a license for it. I know a friend of ours was telling me that the license, it's because of that it's using the cellular, cellular band it's using. And I bought the SIM for $40 for 3 years. That will last me for 3 years, so I don't need any monthly more expense on this, no.
So you have to replace the SIM every 3 years or however they
right.
do it.
But by that time, there'll probably be something else new anyway. So, you know, and there's this version, and then there's another version of this that's called the Tank. And that one apparently is the same as this, except it's got a total metal case.
Because, John, didn't you used to have Nextel? Yes.
That was the first thing. The first thing that he had was Nextels. The problem is you couldn't tell what the battery level was. So
I don't know yet how to figure that out, the battery level on this. You probably can tell, but I haven't had it long enough to know.
Right.
Oh, no, I was in Delaware, and I talked to a friend of mine in Rhode Island with Nextel with no problem.
When we're hearing the people talking, and I don't know if it's just because it's cutting out over the Zoom call, because it sounds like they're cutting out. Is that just because?
No, it's probably because I may not have had sound for musicians on this.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering.
That's probably my mistake, sorry.
No, that's fine. I was just wondering if it was their cell.
Except for the backpacker guy did lose a few. He lost a little bit, but other than that, everybody else was fine.
The other thing I understand about these radios, Margaret, which is kind of cool, is supposedly the antenna that's in them is more powerful than an antenna in like a regular cell phone. Is that true?
It's probably the case. I mean, it's like an inch high and three quarters of a half an inch wide.
Can you tell? It doesn't give you a signal strength in terms of.
I haven't figured that out yet. To be honest, I didn't really check the amount of data that I can get with the SIM, but I know of other people that are doing similar things, and the SIMs are like in the gigs and they're only using megs. So I will go back and see what they say about the SIM cards on the plans. I just didn't check.
If you broadcast, say, hey, I'm in blah, 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 can anybody hear me or whatever, and somebody responds, can the two of you have a conversation? Or
yeah, you go down to their members list. You go down through the members list and then you double push the microphone and hold it for 2 seconds, and then you're connected just privately to that member.
Okay. Did you say there were a group of people who wanted to chat together? Can you do that, or do you have to create like a separate channel to be able to have a?
You actually have to, if you want to create a separate channel for a group, you can do that, but you have to purchase that channel through the provider. I know. People were talking the other day about purchasing a channel for $20, and I don't know whether that was the price was based on the number of people they had, or whether that was a standard price for a channel. I don't know enough about that yet.
Okay, so like, let's say, you know, I don't know how it would work, but
yeah,
is there
you can
way
say to people, yeah, okay, meet me on channel, meet me on everybody too, whatever. You know, and everybody that wants to be in that particular conversation could go down, and everybody too.
So it would be like, Margaret, let's say Vibug. Vibug
yes.
would basically purchase a channel for $20.
Right.
And then anyone who wanted to come to
the Vibug, yeah.
Vibug. They would come to the Vibug. But would they have to pay also to come to the Vibug? You know what I'm saying? Is it? Or how do they? I don't know that.
I don't know enough about it to figure out how they get the channel on the
right. Okay,
yeah. On the network. I don't know that yet.
The other thing. Okay.
Would someone want to look into how to get a Vibug channel on?
Yeah, it'd be kind of interesting.
Okay, John, you spoke first. Here you go.
Well, I'm going to volunteer Margaret. She has the radio.
Yeah, I have the radio. That's fine. Yeah, well, that's fine. I'll try to figure that out.
Yeah, because that'd be kind of interesting.
Well, that's interesting because, too, if, you know, you had a channel and also you set up a messenger group. Say you can just say, hey, I'm over here on this channel. Anybody want to join me? Or if even if you had a question on something and somebody had the answer right. And they just replied to the group, hey, meet me on, I'll talk you through on the Vibug channel tonight or tomorrow night or whatever. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, so if you create a channel, that channel then becomes open to anybody. Is that true? Like, or could you set up a channel that's only...
I don't know enough about them, John, yet to know whether
that's interesting.
Private or not.
Yeah, would it be a private or exclusive?
Right,
you know,
yeah.
A public channel. Yeah, that would be interesting to know.
Just as a user currently, what channels can you see?
Well, I went through a lot of the... There's like three Skywarns. Okay. There's Everybody 1, Everybody 2... Visually impaired. There's a Spanish. There was a prayer. And I don't remember. That's about all I remember in the list. And there were some I didn't know what they were. So there was at least 20, and I didn't go down the whole entire list.
Yeah, Shell, when I flipped through mine, it looked like there was about 30 of them. And like I said, I mean, sometimes the descriptions don't, the names don't aren't descriptive. So I don't know what they're all for, but there's at least 30 of them there.
And you can just tap in and see.
Yeah.
Can you go? You were going down to the list. Can you go up to the list in case you knew?
Absolutely. Yeah. And okay, it puts the one you're on at the top of the list.
Okay. Yeah.
But I was trying to get out of the one so I could show you how it worked. I was trying to get out of the one that the blind hams, were talking on. The problem is it makes it really hard to get out when they're talking.
I know that's.
But if you knew what you were doing and you didn't need a speech, you could just do it.
Oh, really? So if the speech isn't...
I think so. Yeah, because it was doing, The problem is it because it's radio, and maybe Frank knows a little better than me, but...
Yeah, it's got only one audio channel, which...
Right.
I could tell you that's common with these cheap Chinese radios, you know, which is
exactly.
The reason it's a cheap Chinese radio. but say you're, you're in group number one, and you want to go down to group number three, even if someone's talking, just hit, you know, that menu button, down arrow twice, hit the PTT, and it would
work. There.
Yeah.
It's just being new at it. I have to depend on the speech.
I hear these radios advertised on the radio. This is essentially a walkie-talkie. It's fine if you're on a construction crew and you want to talk to the people on the job site, or maybe you're a security guard in an arena and you want to talk to other security guards. That's a very practical application. Other than that, this is just a very expensive toy. You told us the price of the radio and the price of the SIM card. That price is uncomfortably close to the cost of an Android phone, maybe a generation older, maybe even a secondhand phone. And there is a website out there, which I just happened to visit yesterday, textfree.com, and you can download an app onto an Android or an Apple phone, and you can make free phone calls. The difference is you can call anybody who has got a phone number, whereas on your walkie-talkie, you can only call people who have previously subscribed, and you can't add a new member from your phone. There's a whole process to become a member, and it doesn't happen instantly. I could see maybe buying it as an emergency phone, but you know, if the cell phone towers go down, you don't just lose your cell phone, you lose that walkie-talkie thing at the same time.
Oh, I understand.
And plus, it's 4G, and I think in the foreseeable future, 4G is going to go away.
Right, that's why I only bought a SIM plan for 3 years. But for me, it's a way to at least, you know, maybe I'll meet some other people. Maybe I'll get to have an afternoon to chat with somebody I never met.
In the cases of these voice over IP apps, you're doing a direct call to from point A to point B. This is where it's an open forum. It's like the old, you know, it's like old CB radio, if you remember. It's essentially like it's CB radio over cellular connections, yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of hard. You compare them to totally different things, yeah.
I heard a lot of guys talking on the...
Oh, no, there are women, too.
Are there ladies?
Yes. Oh, yesterday
That's
afternoon,
a good question,
there was,
Cheryl.
When I had it on yesterday afternoon, I sure recorded, there was four ladies chatting on the blind, on the visually impaired network. One's from Pennsylvania, one's from, I think it's Iowa, I forget where the other one was from, but one of them is actually setting up a channel to do wax moldings. And I guess their hobby is doing, teaching people, I guess, how to make wax molds of stuff. And so she's developing, setting up this channel, and she's got almost 30 people.
Why didn't I think about that?
So, Margaret, I think it was on someplace I else heard it else today that you can get a sim that will go on your iPhone, and I don't know if it's an app that basically goes into the same network as this. Is that?
Yeah, you don't need the sim on the iPhone. The latest iPhones, they have the sims. They're electronic sims, eSIMs. What happens is it's called Global PTT, and you download the Global PTT app. And when you do that, that's what the guys were talking about. When we first were there, the guy was talking about tapping something on the screen and swiping over. That's what he was using, was the Global PTT app.
So you would have that app and
you have to get into the network, and I guess there's a price for that too.
Right, okay, yeah.
So, but what people are saying is that you can use it to monitor two different things. I think that's what Don was saying today, is you use it to monitor two different things.
But it'd be another option. Say if someone didn't want to get the actual radio, there's another option of getting it.
I'm not sure whether you can get it. I don't know. I don't know whether you have to have one of these to have that or not.
I see, okay.
And I'm sorry, sort of following up on Jeffrey's observation. If cell towers go down, then the radio is no longer functional, right?
That is true.
I was going to say, neither is your cell phone functional. So,
Margaret, have you heard anyone, like, say, outside of the country, or, you know, because it's in Europe, have you heard or talked to anyone from Europe at all, or, you know, someone that's, like, been far away?
I haven't yet, because I haven't had it that long, but I'm sure Frank probably has. Have you, Frank?
I've only heard like American accents, but I'm still listening for them. Yeah,
but technically, it could happen. It could have someone over globally.
I mean, I'm wondering. As Marty was talking, wondering how that would work. Because say, like Mexico or Canada, the towers are owned by different companies, and the carriers, like say, like Rogers in Canada, they're paying to use that tower. Now, if you're on that network.
No, they have like agreements, because every time I go to Canada, I get Telos.
But when you say agreements, between who and who?
Canada, the United States, and Mexico and the United States. So their towers.
I think it's directly between the carrier and the carrier to carrier. Because like
carrier to carrier, right?
But let me just give you an example. Like me and I, when we go to Mexico, our calling plan on AT&T includes calling from Mexico. We don't get charged any roaming. Yeah. So here's a question. If we did the same, if I took my simple PTT, do they have the same arrangement?
Yes. That's what these SIMs, that's what the interest in these SIMs are. Yes. You have the same reciprocal agreements type with the carriers as well.
Okay. I didn't see any of that mentioned. I mean, I saw it mentioned with all domestic carriers, but like I'm making up a name, say Taco Bell Telecom in Guadalajara, and they're the local cellular company. If I take simple PTT down there, do they have agreement with Taco Bell Telecom?
I don't know about Mexico, but I know the Canadians do, because the Canadians are going to go. My Canadian friends are going to go to Dayton, and they are bringing. They have a different POC, but they are bringing it down, and they know already that they will be able to use it in the United States. Now, also to let people know, this battery does come off. I have finally gotten the battery off.
Where you have handheld radios with your ham radio license, what is the attraction of this to you compared to those?
I don't have to program DMR. The audio is very good, and it was just something to try.
You could talk to people who are not hams.
If Jed sets it up with a guy, with a vendor, I'm going to support that.
Sure.
The guy worked hard to do that, and in 3 freaking weeks? Are you kidding me?
After the cost of the radio and after getting the SIM, there's no per month charge, right?
No, there is not. No, that's I'm done.
And how big would you say it is compared to like an iPhone? Is it
Yeah, it's a little chunkier than an iPhone, but it's not as tall.
So the purchase process was basically just to go onto their website, and there was
simplepptt.com, and they go down to, it's called the Lucid.
Lucid.
And it says right on the website, this is the, it lists their products, and it says right down the website, this is the radio for visually impaired people. There's nice little, there's a PDF and I think two tutorials. Sometimes your handhelds with the ham radios, if somebody's microphone isn't clear, I mean, I know I still have good hearing, but sometimes people just sound so muffled that years ago, I probably wouldn't even thought twice of, but this I've never, on the time I've had it, I haven't heard anybody that I couldn't understand clearly.
Recording stopped.